Weak U.S. jobs data lifts. Bitcoin toward 70K as rate fears ease. Bitcoin traded at $61,380 as of July 3, 2026, up 2.4% over 24 hours. After a weaker-than-expected U.S. jobs report shifted expectations away from further interest rate hikes. Cointelegraph reported that the softer employment print eased fears of tighter policy and drew capital back into risk assets, with some traders positioning for a move toward $70,000. The reaction was broad across the majors. Ether climbed 5.9% to 169.99, Solana added 4.3% to ADO61, and XRP rose 3.3% to $1.09. BNB lagged the group at $557.98, up 1.6% on the day and roughly flat over the week. The jobs data read softer labor data tends to lower the odds that the Federal Reserve raises rates again. When rate expectations fall, assets that pay no yield, including Bitcoin and most of the crypto complex, become relatively more attractive. That is the mechanism behind the bid. A weaker jobs number is read as a lower-for-longer rate signal, and capital rotates back toward higher-risk positions. The same session saw the Dow close at a record high, with Reuters reporting that the softer U.S. jobs report eased worries about interest rate hikes. A parallel move in equities and crypto is what you would expect when the driver is a shared macro input rather than a crypto-specific catalyst. Sentiment has not caught up. The price move sits against a cautious backdrop. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index reads 22, still firmly in fear territory, as of July 3, 2026. A single day of green candles does not reset positioning, and the gap between a 2.4% daily gain and a fear reading in the low 20s is worth holding in view. Bitcoin is up 2.7% over the past week, so this is a bounce off recent weakness rather than a trend that has been running for a month. Recent flows add to the caution. U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs have been heading for their worst month of outflows since launch, and large volumes of coins have moved to exchange deposit wallets during the retest of the 60K area. A macro-driven bounce can coexist with weak underlying demand, and both signals are on the table right now. The AI sector wrinkle. The jobs data was not the only moving part. Cointelegraph flagged AI sector weakness in the same report, and Reuters noted a sharp drop in chipmaker stocks weighing on the Nasdaq even as the Dow set a record. A semiconductor industry group also warned the Trump administration that intervening in the memory chip shortage would worsen it. That matters for crypto, because the AI trade and the crypto trade have often moved together as two expressions of the same risk appetite. If AI-linked equities stay under pressure while rate expectations fall, the two forces pull in opposite directions, and the near-term path for Bitcoin depends on which one dominates. The 70K question, the case for $70,000 rests on the rate cut narrative holding and buyers stepping in on the dips. The case against it is the ETF outflows, the exchange inflows, and a sentiment gauge still stuck in fear. This is speculative analysis, not financial advice, and a bounce built on a single data print can reverse just as quickly on the next one. For anyone spending from a crypto balance, days like this are a reminder that the value behind a crypto card can swing several percent between a morning coffee and an evening top-up. Holding a stablecoin buffer for everyday spending separates your grocery money from a macro trade you did not intend to make. Cards that let you spend from your own wallet keep custody in your hands while you decide how much to convert.